بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is part 16 on the subject of the rejectionist Shia and their position regarding Tawheed, regarding the singling of Allah alone in worship. And in this third discussion, we will focus about or on their creed regarding the Imams, their Imams, and that they are intermediates between Allah and the creation. The 12 Imamite Shia claim that the 12 Imams are the intermediates between Allah and His creation, as in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 23, page 97. He said, they are the screen of the Lord and the wasa'it, the intermediate between Allah and His creation. And in another chapter, and in the same source, he mentioned that إِنَّ النَّاسَ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ إِلَّا بِهِمْ, that mankind are not guided except through them, and that they are means between Allah and the creation, and that وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ عَرَفَهُمْ, and no one will be admitted to paradise except the one who knows of them. And it is attributed to falsely to Aba Abdullah to have said, نَحْنُ السَّبَبَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, we are the cause between you and Allah, most mighty and most majestic. The same source, page 101. And in the book عَقَائِدُ الْإِمَامِيَّةِ, the creed of the Imamites, that the 12 Imams are أَبْوَابُ اللَّهِ وَالسُّبُلُ إِلَيْهِ, are the gates of Allah and the means to Him. And that they are إِنَّهُمْ كَسَفِينَةِ نُوح, they are the Safina, the ship of Nuh. مَنْ رَكِبَهَا نَجَى, whoever takes to it and rides it, then he is safe, and one who stays behind is drowned. This is in عقائد الإمامة للمظفر, page 98-99. And when we know that the Muslims believe that the messengers are the conveyance, are the ones who conveyed the command of Allah and His legislations, these 12 Imamites claim that this meaning exists with the Imams, because according to them they take from Allah, as we learned earlier in a previous chapter. They add to that, however, that which makes the Imams possess divine attributes, and therefore the one who believes in them, then he is a muwahhid on Tawheed, and that the dua, the invocation, is not accepted except by their names, and that the person can seek help from them at the times of hardships and difficulties, and that the person can make pilgrimage to their sites and grave sites, and that the Hajj, the pilgrimage to them, is better than the Hajj to the house of Allah, and that Karbala in Iraq is better than the Kaaba, and they have special sermons and rituals, which they call it manasik al-mashahid, the rituals of the sites, meaning the graves of their Imams and the like. And they made them places for pilgrimage as the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they circulate around them as the Muslims circulate around the house of Allah. And they are taken as a qibla, like the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will give to each one of these matters their proofs from their books that are considered to be reliable to them. But before that, we need to know that there are no barriers between the person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No barriers that hinders the person from Allah. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my slaves ask you concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them, and I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me, without any mediator or intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. وقال عز وجل in Surah Ghafir 40 page 60, دعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. And your Lord said, invoke me, believing in Allah as the only true God worthy of worship, and ask me for anything, I will respond to your invocation. Verily those who scorn my worship, don't invoke me, and don't believe in my oneness, they will surely enter hell in humiliation. And we seek refuge in Allah from hell. And the people of knowledge say that the one who takes mediators between him and Allah, depending upon them, relying upon them, invoking them, asking them, then he commits kufr, falls in kufr and disbelief by consensus, because this is from the same action of worship done to the idols whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke regarding the ones who worship them and their excuse, as in Surah Az-Zumar 39 verse 3, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفًا. Surely the religion, the worship and obedience is for Allah alone, and those who take awliya, helpers, protectors besides Allah, besides Him, say, we worship them only that they may bring us near to Allah. And when Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah was asked about those who say that it's inevitable that we set mediators between us and Allah because we cannot reach Him except through them, he said, if they mean by this mediation which people take between them and Allah in bringing benefits and warding off harm, like they take them as mediators or intermediates in bringing sustenance and help and guidance, this is from the greatest shirk, he said. This is from the greatest shirk, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers as kufr, which the mushriks committed, where they took them as intercessors, seeking through them benefits and warding through them harm. So therefore, he said, whoever takes the prophets or the angels or the imams or the awliya as mediators, invoking them, depending upon them, asking them to bring benefits and to ward off harm, like asking them to forgive sins and guide the hearts and relieve the hardships, then he is kafir bi ijma' al-muslimin, by the consensus of the Muslims. By the consensus of the Muslims. Then, until he said, whoever affirms mediators between him and Allah, such that they are the ones who take the affairs of the people to Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides his slaves and gives them help and sustenance by the way of their mediation, meaning that the Created asks them, and they ask Allah, and anyone who does this in this way, then he is a kafir, mushrik. Must be given respite, and if he repents, otherwise he is to be killed. First, now we return, after this introduction, we return to what we told you. We will refer to some of their books and see how this creed is spread in their so-called reliable references. First matter, they're saying there is no guidance except through the imams. They attribute to falsely to Abu Ja'far to have said, Bina ubid Allah, by us Allah is worshipped, وَبِنَا عُرِفَ اللَّهِ, and by us Allah is known, وَبِنَا وُحِّدَ اللَّهِ, and by us Allah has been taken as the true God to be worshipped. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 23, page 103. So this brings the point that the source of guidance is through the imams. However, we know that the guidance, which means success to the truth and acceptance of it, this is possessed only by Allah. He is the one who turns the hearts and sights. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Kahf 18 verse 17, من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. That is one of the ayat of Allah. He whom Allah guides is rightly guided, but he whom he sends astray, for him you will find no wali, no guardian or guiding friend to lead him to the right path. However, the guidance through directing to the truth, this is the task of the messengers and those who follow them on righteousness. And this is not restricted to the 12 imams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf 12, 108, قُلْ هَذِي سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Say, this is my way, I invite unto Allah with sure knowledge, I and whoever follows me. So therefore, generalizing that the guidance of the people cannot be accepted through the imams, this is transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second point, they're saying that Allah does not accept the dua except by the names of their imams. So therefore, no one will succeed except without the imams, and anyone who does this will be destroyed. It came in their reports, من دعا الله بنا أفلح, whoever invokes Allah by us, then he will succeed, and whoever invokes Allah through others other than us will be destroyed and will destroy others. This is in Al-Bihar, volume 23, page 103, and in Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 4, page 1142. Not only that, their aggression in this matter reached to the level to say, إِنَّ دُعَاءَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ اسْتُجِيبَ بِالتَّوَسُّلِ وَالْإِسْتِشْفَاعِ بِهِمْ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, that the invocation of the prophets was answered by way of taking them as means of nearness and intercessors through them. And this is a chapter from the chapters of Bihar al-Anwar, volume 26, page 319. Not only that, their majlisi reported 11 narrations from their narrations to the same effect, especially regarding Adam, Musa and Ibrahim. As also in Tafsir al-Ayashi, Ibn Babawayh, معاني الأخبار الطبرسي وسائل الشيعة. This dangerous claim calls in a disguised way to what? To deify the Imams. To deify the Imams. And that they are the source to be sought by the needy. And that they are the security for those in fear. And that they are the Qibla, direction of those who invoke. And that the invocations are not answered except by their names, by mentioning their names. What's the difference between this and by what and that which the mushriks claim regarding their idols? Can you tell of any difference? Yes, there is. You know what's the difference? You know what's the difference? Question for you. You know what's the difference between the mushriks and these people now who say this? There's a difference. What is the difference? Question to you. Open question. Remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the mushriks at the times of distress? Yes, exactly. They call upon Allah sincerely. Sincerely. As in Surah Al-Ankabut 29 verse 65. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And when they embark on a ship, they invoke Allah, making their faith pure for Him alone. But when He brings them safely to land, behold, they give a share of their worship to others. So this ayah, this verse, establishes for us what is shirk and what is tawheed. It refers to the sincerity in dua at the times of turbulence in the sea and is unrelated to the Imamite. However, the difference now with them is that these people commit shirk at times of ease and at times of hardship. In fact, they claim that at times of hardship, the dua is not, or hardship is not lifted except through the dua by the names of their imams. Here, in one of their reports, it says, when Nuh alayhi salam was about to drown, he invoked Allah by our right. Listen. He invoked Allah by the rights of the imams. فَدَفَعَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ الْغَرَقِ. So Allah saved him from drowning. Listen, ya ikhwan. This is in their Bihar al-Anwar, volume 26, page 325. In Wasail al-Shia, volume 4, page 1143. And that, وَلَمَّا رُمِيَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ فِي النَّارِ دَعَ اللَّهَ بِحَقِّنَا فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ النَّارَ عَلَيْهِ بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. And that when Ibrahim a.s. was thrown into the fire, he invoked Allah by our rights in that which is established by our rights. And Allah made the fire cool and safety for Ibrahim. And Musa, this similarly. And Isa alayhi salam, when the Jews intended to kill him, he invoked Allah by our rights, so he was saved from being killed and Allah lifted him to him. In the same reference. Not only that, the istijaba li du'a al-anbiya bisabab al-a'imma, the answer of the call of the messengers, or the calls of the messengers, is because of the imama, of the imams. And that what occurred to some of the prophets is because of their position towards the imams. And Adam alayhi salam, as they lie, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in the abode of paradise. Then the Prophet ﷺ and Ali and Hassan and Hussein were presented to him, and he looked at them with envy. Then the wilaya of the imams, when it was presented to him, he denounced it, he negated it, he rejected it rather. And so the paradise, he was expelled from paradise. And that when he repented to Allah from his envy and attested to the wilaya, to the reign of the imams, and he invoked Allah by the rights of Muhammad and Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein, and that this is the saying, Allah forgave him for that, and that this is the saying of Allah, listen, this is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:37, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. This is in Tafsir al-Ayashi, Volume 1, page 41, in Bihar al-Anwar 26, page 326. Then Adam received from his Lord words. You see, this is the interpretation of this verse according to the Rafida, rejectionist Shia. Not only that, they claim that when Yunus alayhi salam was kept in the belly of the fish, he was kept there because he denied the wilaya of Ali bin Abi Talib, and that he was not freed from this state until he accepted it, until he accepted the wilaya of Ali. This is in Tafsir Furat, page 13, in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 26, page 333-334. This is what the Shia claim. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وللله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. وللله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. Chapter 7, verse 180. And to Allah belongs the best names, so invoke Him by them. Allah didn't say فادعوه بأسماء الأئمة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say invoke Him by the names of the Imams or the station of the Imams or their sites of burial. And Allah belongs the most beautiful names, belong to Him, so call on Him by them. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Ghafir 40, verse 60, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord said, ادْعُونِي, invoke me, supplicate me, and I will answer you, respond to your invocation. Had the basis of acceptance of dua been the mentioning of the names of the imams, Allah would have said, ادعوني بأسماء الأئمة أستجب لكم, invoke me by the names of the imams and I will respond to you. In fact, what these Shia say, this is a cause to reject not responding to the dua, not accepting it, because sincerity is in dua, in dua is a foundation regarding it being answered and acceptable. قال الله تعالى وَدْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 29, and invoke him having the deen sincerely for him. And these imams are like the rest of the humans, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-A'raf chapter 7 verse 29, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَادْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Those whom you invoke besides Allah are slaves like you, so invoke them if you are truthful, and let them answer you if they are truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put forth between him and his creation and his invocation, a wali, a righteous, nor a close angel, nor a prophet messenger. All of them are slaves of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah said in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 172. لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 172. The Messiah, Isa, alayhi salam, will never be proud to reject to be a slave to Allah, nor the angels who are near to Allah. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the same verse, in Surah Maryam, 1993, إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آت الرحمن عبدا. There is none in the heavens and the earth but comes unto the most beneficent as a slave. So what is the consequence of this education and raising of the Shia on these kind of invocations? This is very dangerous, where it implants in their hearts and their feelings direction to other than Allah, and inclines them to direct themselves to the created, not to the Creator. And so they become trapped in this idol form of worship, and so their offspring come on the same way, and they may even forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because what's on their tongues is the mentioning of the names of their imams and anyone who lived them and lived amongst them and came to know and interact with them will find this to be predominant. The names and mentions of the imams on their tongues and their invocation, besides or to the exclusion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now their claim that the invocation of the prophets was answerable because of them taking the imams as means of nearness to Allah, this is a da'wah jahila. This is ignorant and foolish thinking. Why? Because the imams were not existing at the times of the prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Secondly, because this is an invocation of shirk, because they found that the key for answering and the basis for acceptance is the mentioning of the names of their imams. This is like the sayings of the mushriks regarding their idols, where they took them as means of nearness to Allah when they were not. And this is therefore a futile claim, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Yunus in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:87, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And remember the noon, Jonah, Yunus, when he went off in anger and imagined that we shall not punish him, meaning the calamities which had befallen him, but he cried through the darkness saying, La ilaha illa ant, there is no true God worthy of worship except you, glorified and exalted are you, truly I have been of the wrongdoers. And these rejectionist Shia say that Yunus alayhi salam was trapped there and could not get out until he attested to the wilaya of Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه. What a lie. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling this to us, and this is the truth. And these people are making these hallucinations. And what about the words which Adam alayhi salam had mentioned, and his wife, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf 7:23, has nothing to do with them rejecting the imams before their creation even. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They said, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. And what's striking, as it is the case almost with every part we discussed, is that you can find even in some of their books that anyone who invokes other than Allah or takes an intermediate between him and Allah, that this will not have no benefit to him. You can find this in some reports, in their books, as in the Majlisi in his Bihar. In fact, in some places, in the same books where all these other narrations which we are giving you from are mentioned. Is this deen? Deen of oppositions? Deen of contradictions between Tawheed and Shirk? In the same book? Third matter is seeking help and protection to remove harm and hardship. What about that? They have it through the imams. This is istighatha, seeking help at times of hardship, through the imams. Not seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The Shia call for the istighatha by their imams in that which is only in that which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can deliver. And they gave even tasks to each imam, meaning Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ali ibn al-Husayn is for deliverance from authority and from the blowing of shayateen. And Muhammad bin Ali and Ja'far bin Muhammad is for the hereafter and what it requires from the obedience of Allah. And Musa bin Ja'far seek the welfare through him from Allah. And Ali bin Musa then seek through him safety when you are in the wilderness and in the seas. And Muhammad bin Ali then seek through him their sustenance from Allah. And Ali bin Muhammad for doing righteousness to others and for the optional matters. And Al-Hasan bin Ali, through him, for the hereafter. And Sahib al-Zaman, meaning their Mahdi, if the sword will be applied to you, then seek help from him, he will help you. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 94, page 33. And Al-Majlisi in his book, Bihar al-Anwar, 94, page 33, in the same place, he said, الشفاء الأكبر والدواء الأعظم, the great cure and the great healing, لمن استشفى بهم, is the one who seeks cure through them. And that there is no deliverance except through them, as in the same source, page 37. This is magnification to the level of divinity, and many invocations to this effect. And they even collected these books of dua in special books like Mafatihul Jinan, and the other book Umdatu Zair and others. Not only that, we have mentioned about these pieces, the small pieces of sheet, to write something on them and to be placed on the graves of the imams. Remember, this is important, and that's why the Shia, you see them traveling all the world for the graves of their imams, because the graves of their imams and their tombs, which are of no benefit and no help, according to them, is the place of hope and reason for hope and deliverance of needs. And they wrote that if you have a need that you seek from Allah, then write on a piece, on a sheet, ala barakatillah, and leave it on a grave from the graves of the imams if you wish, or wrap it, seal it, and put some mud, clean mud on it, or and wrap the mud, or put it in the mud, and then throw it in a flowing river, or in a deep well, or a stream, then it will reach to As-Sayyid alayhi salam, and he will take care of fulfilling your needs by himself. This is in Bihar al-Anwar. And they direct the Shi'i to write in it certain things. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, katabtu ilayka ya Mawlai. I write to you, O Mawlai, salawatullahi alayk. The salah of Allah be upon you, mustaghith, and seeking help from you. Fa'aghithni, aghithni ya Mawlai. Come to my help, O Mawlai, salawatullahi alayk, inda Allah, at times of hardship. And then present your case regarding my situation. And then he says to the grave occupant, imam, and ask Allah to give me help. And then they say that he can also take the route that takes him to a river or a spring, and then there he shouts for the imams to shout one of the gates that leads to their awaited imam. And these gates are four: Uthman bin Sa'id and his son Ah Muhammad, or Al-Hasan bin Ruh, or Ali As-Samari, as in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 94, page 30. And then he calls one of these gates and says, oh such and such, Salamullah alayk, this is my sheet and my need. Take it to my Mawlai alayhi salam, meaning the awaited imam. And you are the trustworthy one. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 49, page 3. Then they said, throw this in, cast it in the river. And imagine, look at this. وَكَأَنَّكَ تُخَيَّلُ لَكَ أَنَّكَ تُسَلِّمُهَا إِلَيْهِ. And imagine that you are giving it in hand to him. And these messages are written to the awaited imam, who is non-existing, seeking his help and aid. This awaited imam, which the Rafida awaits, was not born to begin with, because Al-Hasan al-Askari died and did not leave children behind him, as we will talk about this. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, in fact, said this is a matter which has no reality to it. It was not existing at all, as in Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 28, page 401. Yet they have invented all these narrations, making it permissible to send him sheets to this non-existing person, and asking for help and seeking deliverance in matters which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do and deliver. They attribute to their imams in these sheets attributes which are only given to Allah. Walayadu billah. Look at Al-Majlisi in another seeking of help from this awaited imam. He called him Sahib al-Zaman. This is from the titles. The man of time. Take him as a refuge. He's the best of helpers. And he is the Ismat Awliya al-Mu'mineen. And the protection of the deen. As-salamu alayka ya mudilla al-kafirin al-mutakabbirin al-zalimin. As-salamu alayka, are the one who humiliates the kafirs, the haughty, the oppressed, the oppressors. And my need is such and such. So make intercession for me to attain it. And the like. This is in Bihar Anwar 49, 31, 33. When this man, they call him the man of time, is unable to get out of his hidden place. Why? Because they say he fears death. So how can he be attributed? How can he be called these names and given these attributes and matters to be sought from him when he is unable to protect himself in his tunnel? This is only some of the matters we have covered now, three of that. And inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we'll talk about the Hajj, which is important, the Hajj to Mecca, or the Hajj to the graveyards of their imams, and which is more sacred, the Kaaba, or Karbala, or Al-Najaf, or you name it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all fitan, the apparent and the hidden. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide those who are misguided to the truth, and save the ummah from those who insist on misguidance. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم